In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
So LinkedIn wants to know how much money you make. Rude? We'll discuss.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And everyone's favorite social network for professionals, LinkedIn, has just launched a new pay comparison tool called LinkedIn Salary, which essentially asks some personal questions about your job, such as your base salary, whether you get commissions, bonuses, etc. This way you can see the salary ranges for various jobs across the U.S., Canada, and beyond. And to use this new tool, you just need to submit your salary. Let's get a little more right now from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Welcome back, Nathan. So what is the thinking behind LinkedIn launching this new tool, LinkedIn Salary? Why now?
Well, you know, the timing is interesting. Microsoft right now is in the middle of trying to buy LinkedIn. That transaction has not been completed. So whether or not, you know, that actually comes to fruition remains to be seen. There doesn't seem to be too much regulatory resistance to it as of yet. But Microsoft's plan has basically been to integrate LinkedIn into all of their other enterprise-focused applications. And that comes down to like the Office suite and things like that. And that really fits in with the image and the reputation that LinkedIn has been trying to build for itself over the last few years, which is if you care about your career, if you care about getting a job, building contacts and networks, learning from others and even professional development, LinkedIn is the place to go for that. At least that's what LinkedIn wants you to think. That hasn't actually always lined up with reality because for the most part, it's largely been your resume on the internet and in an app, which is nice. But it only goes so far, right? So LinkedIn is looking for these ways to get people to spend more time in their application and on their website and to really kind of build out that go-to place to further your career. So having a salary comparison tool, seeing what other people in different cities within your industry and within the same job, what they're making is in very valuable information, and it's something that plenty of others have offered for years, but LinkedIn has never done.
That brings up a good point. Like, this is new for LinkedIn, but their main competitors have really been doing this for years, right?
Yeah, there's lots of competitors out there. Glassdoor is probably the most well-known and popular. Mm-hmm. There's another website called Payscale. Monster.com, which is a job-finding site, also has their own tools to look at salary and benefits information. So by no means is LinkedIn breaking new ground here. In fact, they're really doing a Me Too move. And in some ways, it's almost like, why did it take you so long to do this? Mm-hmm. this is a known idea. It's something that people want and we know is valuable. Why did it take so long? What LinkedIn is trying to do, however, is leverage the massive user base they have. They have more than 460 million users, and that's more than really any other social networking tool or even salary comparison tool can claim.
Okay.
And so that's a big advantage. Now, whether or not LinkedIn's users actually play into this tool the way they want to will determine whether or not that actually is an advantage for them.
Yeah, and maybe one of the reasons that they are doing it now, the social media space is going through an interesting time right now, namely Twitter. You know, you see them trying to revamp. They're looking to shake up, hook in new tools and structuring, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it really comes down to kind of defining your identity. And LinkedIn is going all in on this. They kind of flirted in the past with trying to be a bit of a news service. They're allowing people to publish on LinkedIn and in the same way that you might on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowing people to share links in a similar way that you would on Twitter. Those things never have panned out for them. And so this is kind of an attempt for them to really double down and own this idea that they are the professional social network,
rather
than just another place to maybe, you know, see what's going on with your friends or figure out what's happening in the news. So, you know, from that perspective, it is a pretty smart move on their part.
Are they being careful with some of the privacy concerns that might arise?
You know,
or are there any privacy concerns?
There are definite privacy concerns here. The way that this works, in order to see the salary comparison data that LinkedIn offers, you have to share your salary information yourself, mm-hmm. or you have to be a paid LinkedIn premium member. Now, if you share your salary information, LinkedIn says that it will never appear on your profile. Recruiters will never have access to it. Your employer will never be able to see what you say your salary is, and that it is actually stored anonymously, as in not tied back to your account, on their own servers, and it's encrypted, so that if anybody ever did somehow hack into their servers with the salary information data, they wouldn't be able to read it and figure it out anyways. That's the promise. But, you know, data breaches do happen, and LinkedIn has gone through them just as many other companies have.
Right.
If they actually do keep these things separate and anonymous and encrypted, you should be okay. But it is still a concern because, you know, for the most part, what your salary is something that a lot of us kind of keep private and hold to our chest.
Yeah, you don't really talk about that stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's something we don't even share with our coworkers, really.
Right.
And in many instances, there's a lot of benefit to being public about what your salary is. You know, there are pay deficiency issues that persist along gender and ethnic lines across industries for decades now. And, you know, a lot of people argue, well, if all this, you know, data was public, we could actually understand what people are making and we could see, you know, who's making what they should be and who's, you know, getting kind of left behind or taken advantage of. But LinkedIn is trying to keep it, you know, in step with the social norm of today, which is you keep it private. You don't really share that information. One thing they are doing to try and make sure their data is as accurate as possible is they're taking all of the data that's submitted by users and then also combining that with information from the data offered publicly through the government. There's different job bureau statistic data and things like that that are out there. And they also say they have some private data sets that they're paying for, and basically they're using those as kind of a way to check so that, say, you know, thousands of people don't start saying they make more money than they actually do in an effort to sway what it looks like you're getting paid so that, you know, the next time a recruiter figures out, okay, how much should we offer this person, you know, the data will be skewed and you can game the system a bit.
Gotcha. LinkedIn keeping it efficient. Very good. Nathan, thank you.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Once again, that's the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He is always keeping us up to date on everything going on in the tech world. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.